Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sim Mani Mem Rav Ram Goldar and Thirma Sakas Bab Metzia Daf Mem Tes. The fourth parak, Hazav. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, with respect to Dvarim, words, meaning verbal commitments, Rav says, Ein behem mishum chusri amana. Retracting from them does not constitute lack of trustworthiness, but Rav Yochanan says it does. Rav Shalom Shema Brais, which darshans the phrase hin tzedek to teach, shehen shalcha tzedek v'lev shalcha tzedek, that your yes should be correct and your no should be correct. Abaya answers that it means, shal yedabre echo bepeve echo belev, that one should not say one thing with his mouth and another in his heart at that time, but he may change his mind due to changed circumstances. In another Brais, a quote on the previous daf, Rabbi Shimon says, the rabbis are not pleased with one who violates his word, and the Gemara answers that it's a malchokas tanaim. Rabbi Yochanan seems to contradict his opinion above because he taught, the one who says, I will give you a gift, may retract. A Papa answers that this refers to a large gift, but Rabbi Yochanan holds one should not retract from a small gift to some chedetayu because the recipients rely on him, that he sincerely intends to give it. Point number two, in a Brais where Rabbi Shimon says that the seller can only retract from the purchase when both the money and produce are in the seller's possession, but once the produce is in the buyer's possession, he cannot retract. The Gemara said this is obvious, and Rav explains, Kogon Sha'isa Aliyah Sholokech Muskeres B'yad Mocher. It's a case where the buyer's attic was rented by the seller, and his wheat was stored there. Although it's legally the seller's domain while he rents it, the wheat is physically in the buyer's house. Rabbi Shimon holds that Midaraisa money acquires metaltling, but the rabbis required Meshicha of the produce, so the seller would not tell the buyer, Nisufu Chitech B'aliyah, your wheat burn in the attic. Here, since the produce is in the house, which the buyer owns, if a fire breaks out in the attic, the buyer will trouble himself and bring the wheat out. Therefore, they allowed money to finalize the sale in accordance with the biblical law. And point number three, the next mission states, Ona arba kesef me'esrim v'arba kesef v'sela. Price fraud is defined as 4 silver mos out of the 24 silver mos of a sela, meaning shesus l'mekoch, a discrepancy of a sixth of the purchase. The mission then teaches until when the defrauded party can retract or demand payment of the difference. Rav says shesus mekoch shen, you know, a sixth of the market value of the purchase item is what we learn in the Mishnah as the right for ona. Shmuel says, Shus mos namishinina. We also learn that a sixth of the money paid is a deviation considered ona. The Gemara illustrates that if something worth 6 zuz was sold for 5, or sold for 7, all agree that we follow the item's true value, and since the deviation was a 6, meaning too high or too low, respectively, it's considered ona. They argue where something worth 5 zuz was sold for 6, defrauding the buyer by a fifth of its value, or something worth 7 zuz was sold for 5, defrauding the seller by a seventh of its value. Shmuel holds we follow the purchase price to consider it a 6, but according to Rav, the first case is over a 6 and void, and the second case is less than a 6th and waived. So once again, the three points are number one, with respect to Dvarim, words, meaning verbal commitments. Rav says, Ein behem mishum chusri amana. Retracting from them does not constitute lack of trustworthiness. Rav Yochanan says it does. Rav Shalom Shema Brais, which darshans the phrase hin tzedek to teach, shehen shalcha tzedek v'lev shalcha tzedek, that your yes should be correct and your no should be correct. Abaya answers that it means, shal yedabre echo bepeve echo belev, that one should not say one thing with his mouth and another in his heart at that time, but he may change his mind due to changed circumstances. In another Brais, a quote on the previous daf, Rabbi Shimon says, the rabbis are not pleased with one who violates his word, and the Gemara answers that it's a malchokas tanaim. Rabbi Yochanan seems to contradict his opinion above because he taught, the one who says, I will give you a gift, may retract. A Papa answers that this refers to a large gift, but Rabbi Yochanan holds one should not retract from a small gift to some chedetayu because the recipients rely on him, that he sincerely intends to give it. Point number two, in a Brais where Rabbi Shimon says that the seller can only retract from the purchase when both the money and produce are in the seller's possession, but once the produce is in the buyer's possession, he cannot retract. The Gemara said this is obvious, and Rav explains, Kogon Sha'isa Aliyah Sholokech Muskeres B'yad Mocher. It's a case where the buyer's attic was rented by the seller, and his wheat was stored there. Although it's legally the seller's domain while he rents it, the wheat is physically in the buyer's house. Rabbi Shimon holds that Midaraisa money acquires metaltling, but the rabbis required Meshicha of the produce, so the seller would not tell the buyer, Nisufu Chitech B'aliyah, your wheat burn in the attic. Here, since the produce is in the house, which the buyer owns, if a fire breaks out in the attic, the buyer will trouble himself and bring the wheat out. Therefore, they allowed money to finalize the sale in accordance with the biblical law. And point number three, the next mission states, Ona arba kesef me'esrim v'arba kesef v'sela. Price fraud is defined as 4 silver mohs out of the 24 silver mohs of a seller, meaning shesusel mekoch, a discrepancy of a sixth of the purchase. The mission then teaches until when the defrauded party can retract or demand payment of the difference. Rav says shesus mekoch shen, you know, a sixth of the market value of the purchase item is what we learn in the Mishnah as the right for ona. Shmuel says, Shus Maus Namishanina. We also learn that a sixth of the money paid is a deviation considered ona. The Gemara illustrates that if something worth 6 zuz was sold for 5 or sold for 7, all agree that we follow the item's true value, and since the deviation was a 6, meaning too high or too low, respectively, it's considered ona. They argue where something worth 5 zuz was sold for 6, defrauding the buyer by a fifth of its value, or something worth 7 zuz was sold for 5, defrauding the seller by a seventh of its value. Shmuel holds we follow the purchase price to consider it a 6, but according to Rav, the first case is over a 6 and void, and the second case is less than a 6th and waived. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Tes, and our standard Siman is meat, and we often use a butcher in the Siman. So here goes. Bearish the butcher from Trusty Cuts Meats, who always kept his word when offering small gifts of beef jerky to his customers, began buying spices with money from the spice dealer who rented space in Bearish's back room. After he noticed that the spice dealer across the street was overcharging him by a sixth of the value. Once again, slow motion. Bearish the butcher from Trusty Cuts Meats. Butcher, meats, that must be on Duff. Mem Tes. Bearish the butcher from Trusty Cuts Meats, who always kept his word when offering small gifts of beef jerky to his customers, which reminds us, with respect to divine words, meaning verbal commitments, Rav says, Ein behem mishum mechusri amana. Retracting from them does not constitute lack of trustworthiness. But Rabbi Yochanan says it does. Rabbi Yochanan holds, one should not retract from a small gift because the recipients rely on him and he sincerely intends to give it. So, bearish the butcher from Trusty Cuts Meats, who always kept his word when offering small gifts of beef jerky to his customers, began buying spices with money from the spice dealer who rented space in Bearish's back room, which reminds us, in a Brisa Rabbi Shimon says, that the seller can only retract from the purchase when both the money and produce are in the seller's possession, but once the produce is in the buyer's possession, he cannot retract. The Gemara asks that this is obvious, and Rav explains, Kagon Sha'isa Aliyah Sholokeach, Muskeres Biyad Mocher. It's a case where the buyer's attic was rented by the seller and his wheat was stored there. Although it's legally the seller's domain while he rents it, the wheat is physically in the buyer's house. So, Bearish the butcher from Trusty Cuts Meats, who always kept his word when offering small gifts of beef jerky to his customers, began buying spices with money from the spice dealer who rented space in Bearish's back room. After he notes that the spice dealer from across the street was overcharging him by a sixth of the value, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ona arba kesem esrim ba arba kesem vasela. Ona is defined as 4 silver mohs out of 24 silver mohs of a seller, meaning shesusel mekoch, a discrepancy of a sixth of the purchase. The Mishnah then teaches until when the defrauded party can retract or demand payment of the difference. Rav says shesusel mekoch shenino, a sixth of the market value of the purchase item, is what we learn in the Mishnah as the rate for ona. So once again, Bearish the butcher from Trusty Cuts Meats, who always kept his word when offering small gifts of beef jerky to his customers, began buying spices with money from the spice dealer who rented space in Bearish's back room, after he noticed that the spice dealer across the street was overcharging him by a sixth of the value. All right, so now it's time for our 4 blah back Hazara. Daf Mem Hei. So the Simmer Daf Mem Hei is Manishtana. So here goes. The boy who had received gold chocolate coins from his Zaidi for saying the Manishtana, Manishtana, that must be more on Daf Mem Hei. The boy who had received gold chocolate coins from his Zaidi for saying the Manishtana pretended they were real and didn't lend them to his brother to pay back the same number of coins, which reminds us. Rabbi Yochanan said, Asik Lubos Dinar B'Dinar. It's forbidden to borrow a dinar for a dinar, meaning to repay the same number of dinarim, whose value may be higher, a payment constituting ribbis. So the boy who had received gold chocolate coins from his Zaidi for saying the Manishtana pretended they were real and didn't lend them to his brother to pay back the same number of coins, while his cousin declared he wouldn't go home with his silver chocolate coins until he had enough in exchange for a gold one, which reminds us, Beis Shammai holds the rabbis prohibited being machal silver slime unto gold dinarim, Shema Yashel Yosef, because perhaps one might delay his ascent to Yerushalayim if his silver coins of Maaseh Sheni do not add up to a gold dinar and he may not bring his silver coins with him. Beis Shammai agrees that one may be machal produce unto gold dinarim, because he'll not delay redeeming them until he has enough for a dinar, since produce spoils. So the boy who had received gold chocolate coins from his Zaidi for saying the Manishtana pretended they were real and didn't lend them to his brother to pay back the same number of coins, while his cousin declared he wouldn't go home with his silver chocolate coins until he had enough in exchange for a gold one, which he was told cannot affect chalipin, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a machlokas between Rav and Levi of coins can be used to affect chalipin. One says matbe nasa chalipin, a coin can be used to affect chalipin, and the other says it cannot. Rapop explains the second opinion, mishum de daita asurza, because the seller's mind is on the figure on the coin. Asurza avida de batla, and the figure often becomes voided by the government. Therefore, a coin is not considered whole, which is a requirement for chalipin. Daf mem vav, so the simon daf mem vav is a cow because cows go moo. So here goes. The strange man in the cow costume. Cow? That must run daf mem vav. Moo. The strange man in the cow costume who gave his miser change to his friend so he could redeem it without an extra fifth with his money at home. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a mission discussing one who wants to redeem his miser sheni without paying the owner's surcharge of an extra fifth by giving money to his friend who will redeem the produce and return it to him. If he's at his granary and does not have money with him, he can give the produce to his friend and then redeem it with money he has at home without paying the fifth, since the produce is not currently his. So the strange man in the cow costume who gave his miser sheni to his friend so he could redeem it without an extra fifth with his money at home acquired his friend's ox, which affected a transfer for his cow, which both needed appraisal. Which reminds the Mishnah's quote, call nasim dam b'achir, anything which is used as payment for something else. Kevin shazach hazeh nitchayv zeh b'chalipin. Once this seller acquires it, the buyer becomes responsible for the item given in exchange because he owns it. This phrase presumably refers to coins which are used as payment and proves they can be used for chalipin. Rav Yehuda reinterpreted the Mishnah, call nishum dam b'achir, anything assessed when used as payment for something else, meaning all metaltalin except for coins whose value is known, can affect chalipin. This is supported by the Mishnah's illustration of exchanging an ox for a cow or a donkey for an ox. So the strange man in the cow costume who gave his miser sheni to his friend so he could redeem it without an extra fifth with his money at home acquired his friend's ox, which affected a transfer for his cow, which both needed appraisal. While standing near two people making chalipin exchanges of disqualified coins in cowhide purses, which reminds us, a Mishnah states that all metaltalin can acquire each other through chalipin, and Reish Lakish said, "Vafil kis mali malos, but kis mali malos." Even a purse of coins exchanged for a purse of coins is effective. This proves that coins can be used and acquired with chalipin. Rav Acha interpreted Reish Lakish's statement to refer to anka and anigra types of dinarim, one of which the government disqualified and one of which the people of the province disqualified, meaning it's still legally valid, but people do not accept it. Neither is considered currency, and therefore the chalipin is effective. Daf Mem Zayin, so the simon Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The person running through the Kenyan maze, that must be on Daf Mem Zayin. The person running through the Kenyan maze who decided to go down the path of the Kona, holding the kerchief, instead of the Makna holding the kerchief, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, whose utensil is used to perform a Kenyan Chalipin? Rav says, Bekel of Shekona is performed with the utensil of the one acquiring the item by giving his kerchief, for example, to the item's current owner, because the one acquiring wants the Makna to acquire his kerchief, so he should transfer the item to him. Levi says, Bekel of Shemakna is performed with the utensil of the one transferring the item by giving his kerchief to the one acquiring the item. So the person running through the Kenyan maze who decided to go down the path of the Kona holding the kerchief, instead of the Makna holding the kerchief, and then ran past and ignored an ear of corn and found a shoe to do chalipin with instead, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa, Koni Bekli, one may acquire with utensil for chalipin, afal pi she'ein bo sheva pruta, even though it's not worth a pruta. Rav Nachman says the utensil is required for chalipin, but produce or any other non-utensil cannot affect chalipin because the pasuk says na'alo, his shoe. Teaching na'al'in with a shoe or something similar, yes, chalipin would take effect. Midi acharini, lo, but with something else, it would not. Rav Shesha says even produce may be used for chalipin, and darshens the phrase l'kayim kol davar to confirm anything, to allow a kinyan with anything. So the person running through the Kenyan maze who decided to go down the path of the Kona holding the kerchief instead of the Makna holding the kerchief and then ran past and ignored an ear of corn and found a shoe to do chalipin with instead was racing against the clock to acquire a bushel of wheat with Mashicha before the seller could tell him, your wheat was burned in the attic. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Dalet Amunaf taught that the acquiring of the merchandise and not the money finalizes a sale. Rabbi Yochanan says, Devar Torah Malz Konos, according to Torah law, money acquires metaltalin. The reason that the rabbi said that Mashicha and not money acquires metaltalin is, Gezer Shema Yomel Nisrifu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, a rabbinic decree because the seller might tell him, your wheat was burned in the attic. Since the wheat, which is still in the seller's possession, now belongs to the buyer, the seller has no incentive to protect it from accidental damage. They decreed that the buyer could retract from the sale until he acquires it, so the seller would labor to save him from harm. Daf Mem Ches, so the same Daf Mem Ches is a brainiac. So here goes. When the brainiac, that must be more in Daf Mem Ches, Moach. When that brainiac who exercised his legal right to renege on his purchase of a new set of Encyclopedia because he decided his last year's edition was good enough and now is subject to a Misha Para, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Dalet Amanov stated regarding one who attracts from a purchase after giving money. Of Amru, the sages said about him, Misha Parma Anshidor Mabum and Dohaflag, the one who punished the generation of the flood and the generation of dispersion, who asli para Mishaino Omipi Diburo, he will ultimately punish someone who does not keep his word. The Gemara clarifies that a Misha Par is only given when it's accompanied by a monetary payment. So, when the brainiac who exercised his legal right to renege on his purchase of a new set of Encyclopedia because he decided his last year's edition was good enough and now was subject to a Misha Para, which included basting cursing in themselves because he wasn't acting like Amucha, which reminds us, Abai said that we inform him that if he retracts, he'll be subject to Misha Para, but we don't curse him. Rava says we curse him ourselves with Misha Para. Abai holds we do not curse because the Pasuk says, "Vanasi ba'amcha usar," a leader among your people you shall not curse, which is also prohibited for ordinary Jews. Rava responds to the word ba'amcha, among your people, teaches that cursing is only prohibited ba'osamaisa'amcha, with one who acts in accordance with your people's actions. So when the brainiac who exercised his legal right to renege on his purchase of a new set of Encyclopedia because he decided his last year's edition was good enough and was subject to a Misha Para, which included basing cursing in themselves because he wasn't acting like Amcha, his brainiac friend questioned if his down payment for the first volume acquired the whole set for a Misha Para, which reminds the more discusses if a down payment acquires equal to his value or the entire purchase in terms of incurring a Misha Para for retracting. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we machuk as if coins can affect chalipin? That's on daf Memhei. Good. Number 2, which daf do you discuss retracting from verbal agreements? That's on daf Memtes. Good. Number 3, which daf do you discuss doing chalipin with disqualified coins? That's on daf Memvav. Good. Number 4, which stuff you discuss if a down payment acquires equal to its value or the entire purchase as it relates to incurring a Misha Para? That's on daf Memches. Good. Number 5, which stuff to be machos beisham beisil whether one is chai for shlichus yad with just intent? That's on daf Memdal. Good. Number 6, which stuff to be machos whether ona is a sixth of the purchase or a sixth of the market value? That's on daf Memtes. Good. Number 7, which of the one that anything assessed when used as payment for something else can affect chalipin? That's on daf Memvav. Good. Number 8, which of the one Reb Shimon holds money acquires if the produce is in the buyer's property? That's on daf Memtes. Good. Number 9, which of the one it's us to repay the same number of dinarim with dinarim whose value may be higher at payment? That's on daf Memhei. Good. And number 10, which of they learn that one who retracts from a purchase after giving money incurs a Misha Para? That's on daf Memches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zirchow wishing you a great day and great learning.